Welcome to Bread of Life Ministries podcast. Our mission is to share the love of Christ. We pray you will be blessed by this message.
Hallelujah. Beloved, the atmosphere is prepared. The Lord is ready. And I believe the ground is ready. And I am ready. And I believe you are also ready to receive the engrafted word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe Lady Gifty is ready. She's been blessing us for the past 2 weeks. Yet last Sunday was an explosion. Hallelujah. That we are not here just for pounds, but we are here to make an impact. Hallelujah. We are here to make an impact for such a time as this. Hallelujah. We are not just showing up, but we are showing up for impact. Somebody say, I am here for impact. I am here for impact. I am here for impact. Oh, you are not convinced. You have no idea what God can do with your life. Hallelujah. Man nebros kappa. Somebody shout one more time. I am here for impact. And so shall it be in the mighty name of Yeshua. With a hand clap offering, let's receive the ministry of Lady Gifty. Hallelujah.
Pastor, God bless you. Thank you very much. I just want to thank God for his faithfulness that every week he helps me show up, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray that God himself give me utterance. Hallelujah. That God damn so much in my spirit, and I trust him to help me articulate it this afternoon in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. Father, I am an instrument in your hands. Father, I'm just but a clay, oh Lord, and I thank you that you take my mess and make it a beautiful piece. Father, I thank you for all the things you do, O Lord. Broken melodies, and you make it into beautiful symphony, O Lord. We are grateful for every word that has come forth, from prayer to the worship to the praise, Father, Lord, to even the time Pastor took over, Lord. We are so grateful, but indeed, that we can do nothing without you. We can do nothing without you. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, what could we have done? Who would we have been? We are nothing without Christ. I am nothing without God. And I thank him for his grace over my life. And I lift this afternoon service onto your hands, that the Lord will minister through me, just as an instrument, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. It's a privilege to be here once more. Pastor, thank you for the opportunity. Every day I come and I trust God and I show up because that's the word he gave me. And every Sunday I think that I finished, but God says you haven't finished. Then he gives me another dimension of showing up. Hallelujah. So I just want to thank God for blessing us today with life. And I thank God for your prayer. I remember you were praying for things that we take for granted. And I say thank you for your life. Hallelujah. God bless you. Many times I think we take it for granted. When we wake up and we are all dressed and nicely smart and your hands can move and your mobility, you know, even trying to button you need your motor skills to do that. And sometimes we take it for granted and we just want to take that not for granted and we want to praise God. And if you are here, just say that you are here for impact. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to listening to the messages myself because sometimes I finish and I don't know what I said. And I want to listen back to it and just see and so that I get blessed as well. I've been blessed so far. And every week, whatever I minister, God takes it for me, my own life. And I use it for myself as well. And this week, God was ministering unto me. That we might not just show up. The good thing is, Pastor built a foundation. I'm only laying some bricks on it. So the foundation is there, the year of victory. We know that God has purposed that he's going to give us victory. And Pastor started and he laid the foundations and I just had to come in and just build on it. And so I'm standing on the shoulders of all the work that he's done. Hallelujah. And God is revealing unto me by the week. And last time we talked about making impact and not just coming into life and being in ministry for nothing. And we looked at the life of Esther. Esther made impact. Esther was a beautiful woman, but she just didn't do all the things that other people would have done. As a woman, she could have used her tricks whatever to seduct the king. But that was not her strategy. You know, so as women, that is not our strategy. You know, God gives us intelligence. And we looked at how she used her intellect, how she used her emotional intelligence to be able to get impact that affected generations. So whatever you're doing, don't just think about you. Think about the next generation after you. You may have thought that God brought you to England just for the pound. But the pound, even if I ask you for pounds, you might even not have it enough to prove that you've got any money. And then you have got nothing to show for as much as impact as well. So I want you to know that God has brought us here, not just for the money. The money is good because with the money we can make a lot of impact. But we want to know that God is using you also to reach out to places that you couldn't have reached without God, that your name will be part of the generations. Yet, you know, these are the days that God is looking for Christians to sit in marketplaces, in positions. So when you are at work, don't just sit down for the things that, you know, people will tell you what shifts to do. Look for the opportunities where you manage your own diary. Hallelujah. Because most of the time, we are just happy. And we just want to do the things that, you know, somebody will tell you to come for the morning shift, do a 9-to-5, do a night, and that is enough. But when you are making impact, you call the shots. Hallelujah. You manage the system. You manage the rotor so you can choose. So as the Lord takes you into places, don't just be settled in places of lower levels. Look for, aspire, let that desire be in you so you will make impact. Hallelujah. And this week we are going to look at how we show up for results. Hallelujah. So we need to be result-oriented people. Hallelujah. We need to be result-oriented people. We need to look at how God will use us to make impact. Because sometimes we show up and what we see does not align with the word of God in our lives. But we want results. We want God to bear fruit with us. How do we do that? So we are going to look at a few scriptures. We're going to look at a few case studies in the Bible to see how results-oriented some people were. And I want us to start. When we were worshiping, the Lord just laid a scripture on my heart. And I believe it's in line with this. So I just want to read it briefly. It's not part of my notes, but it says in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6, it says that when we were at Mount Sinai, the Lord our God said to us, "You have stayed at this mountain long enough. It is time to break camp and move on. Go to the hill country of Amorites and to all the neighboring regions, the Jordan Valley, the hill country, the western foothills, the Negev, and the coastal plain. Go to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon and all of the way to the great Euphrates River. Look, I am giving you all this land to you. Go in and occupy it, for it is the land the Lord swore to give to you, to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and to all their descendants." Hallelujah. So the Lord is saying that we have dwelled here too long, giving bread of life. We have dwelled here too long. We have become so comfortable in our deficiencies. We have become so comfortable in our lack. And what are we doing to push ourselves further? The Lord said to Moses that you have dwelled here too long. Let us not be like the people of Israel who become comfortable in our lacks and in our positions where we cannot achieve enough. Hallelujah. So when we come to that realization, then we will push ourselves. And when God tells us to show up, we will show up. So we are going to look at the book of Mark, chapter 5:25-34. The Bible tells me the woman with the issue of the blood. Hallelujah. She was a woman who had a challenge in her life. She had dwelled there so long. Hallelujah. 12 years of bleeding. 12 years of, you know, distress. 12 years of shame. 12 years of depression. 12 years of thoughts that were not right in her heart. And she said, "Lord," the Bible says that she had tried everything. She tried medicine. She tried the doctor. I believe she tried all sorts of an orthodox methodology. All of that, she tried it. But the Bible says in the book of Mark, there are so many renditions of that when you look at the gospel. It says a woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors. And over the years, she had spent everything she had to pay them. But she had gotten no better. Hallelujah. In fact, she had gotten worse. So she deteriorated. Her health deteriorated. The situation deteriorated. But the Bible says that she had heard about Jesus. Have you heard about Jesus? The life-changing Jesus. The Jesus who is the Messiah. The one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if he did it for that woman, he's able to do it for us. I don't know what situation you have been in for 12 years, for however many years. But the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy that you have dwelled there for far too long. It is time to move on. Hallelujah. So I believe this woman realized that, you know what? Enough is enough. Enough is enough. The situation stinks now. She had become worse. But the Bible says that she heard about Jesus. So she came behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. For she thought, mindset. Somebody say mindset. Hallelujah. The Bible says she thought, and it starts with your mind. Hallelujah. The Bible says we should be renewed by the transforming of our mind. Hallelujah. And as a Christian, if you will win, you will win. It begins with your mind. The battlefield is in your mind. And I thank God for that revelation that the Bible says that when she had heard about him, she said, she thought to herself. She thought to herself. What are you thinking to yourself? What are you thinking to yourself? What have you said? What made you come to church this morning? What made you come to church this morning? What did you think? Did you come here because you felt that you wanted to fill the gaps in the church? Or did you come here because you wanted to have an encounter? The Bible says the woman thought. Hallelujah. For she thought to herself, if I can but touch the robe, I will be healed. Immediately, the bleeding stopped. Beloved, as a man thinketh, so is he. And I just want to encourage you in this year, in this month, in the coming month, as the Lord is encouraging us to show up, there might be places that is beyond your qualification. But as you think in your head, the woman thought that if I will only touch the hem of, she didn't say if I could come to that crusade and hold a microphone and stand in front and everybody sees me, then I will be whole. She said that if I may touch the hem of his garment. So she was not looking for places of prominence. She was not looking for a place to come and stand there and show off. Or she didn't even want to be seen. So I want to encourage you, you may be here. Nobody sees what you do. But you are making impact. And she was determined from the home that if only I could touch the hem of his garment, it looked insignificant. So sometimes some of the things God will tell you to do might look so insignificant, but it will bring results. Hallelujah. It will bring results if only you obey him. This woman could have said, you know what? I've spent how much money on the doctors, the herbalists, and what have you? Hallelujah. And it has not brought results. But the Bible says, as she thought that because of what she had heard about Jesus Christ, she said, if I would touch the hem of his garment, I believe I'll see results. And beloved, I want to encourage you, if you will trust God, and if you will show up, and if you believe that, you know, if you will consistently do as he tells you, it might be the minutest action you take. It might be it might be something that nobody even sees you do. Like this woman, behind the scene, just touched the hem of his garment, and the Bible says that her bleeding stopped. So the number of years of bleeding, of suffering, of shame, of disgrace, of all the things that she didn't want to be identified with as a woman. The Bible says that trouble stopped. Hallelujah. And beloved, I want you to know that God is looking for results for you. And he wants us to be result oriented. Hallelujah. He wants us to go in for wins. Hallelujah. You who are footballers, when you go in, you go with the mindset, I'm going to win. Is that not what you do? When you go for a match, you always go for a win. And this woman was like that. She said, I'm going to that place. I know I might not have the capacity to reach up to where he is because I'm a nobody in the society. Do you get me? But she said, if I could get through the crowd and I could touch the hem of his garment, then I will be whole. And true to her word, true to her mindset, true to the thoughts she had, the Bible says that the bleeding stopped. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you this morning and this afternoon. I want to tell you that whatever situation you have been through, it doesn't matter how long. It doesn't matter how long. If you will determine in your heart and if you will make your mind up, you know, the devil will try and feed you that you are nobody, you cannot do this. I believe that woman had the same problem. People didn't want her to go through, but she said, you know what? I'm not even going to get attention. I'm not even going to the stage. I don't want to be seen anywhere. If I can get through the crowd and just hide my way through and touch the hem of his garment, then I will be whole. And the Bible says that she was whole. Her whole, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Bible says that immediately the bleeding stopped. And she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. It doesn't matter how terrible your condition is. It doesn't matter how terrible your situation is. You can be healed of that. God can deliver you. God can set you free in the mighty name of Jesus. So when Jesus realized that at once that healing power had gone out of him, he turned around to the crowd and he asked, "Who touched my robe?" She made impact. She had results. Because if she didn't make impact, Jesus would not even have realized. But he felt a power go out of him. Who is feeling your impact? Who is feeling your presence? Who is feeling that you have been here? Hallelujah. In this ministry, how are we feeling your presence? Hallelujah. Who is feeling that you were here? Hallelujah. I want you to know that God has prepared you for such a time as this, that whatever encounter you have, don't just go there and tick a box. Go there to say, God, I want results. What are the goals you have set before you? The woman had a goal in her mind. She said that if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be whole. That was her goal. Hallelujah. So when she achieved it, she could identify that, yes, my goal has been achieved. And I believe that she moved on to the next level. We started this year. I don't know what your goal was. I don't know what you plan to do. I don't know what God led you to put down on paper. Whatever you do, what was your plan? What is your goal? What is what God is setting you? What are you planning to achieve in this year? Don't start January with the same prayer and go to the end of December with the same prayer. Take some of those boxes. For that woman, she set off and she said that if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be whole. So she was able to say, yes, now I'm whole. What is my next level? Hallelujah. So beloved, I want to thank God for your life and I thank God for him bringing you into this service today. If this service is just to encourage you, to realign you, to begin to set goals for yourself, that God, I do not want to be in Bread of Life ministry for nothing. I do not want to take a box. I do not want to. You have a lot in, but you are hiding it because you think that, or when you begin to serve, that people will put too much demand on you. This woman knew that when she touched the hem of his garment, she was not looking for the position of the front. She was not looking to be a choir director. She was not looking to be the pastor of the church. She was not looking. She said, if I can just go through the back door, whatever way, and I can touch the hem of his garment. Beloved, whatever you do in the ministry, make sure that you are having an encounter with God, and that is what will bring results in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So this woman was made whole. And when Jesus said that, who touched me? But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization that he had happened to her, what had happened to her, came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Hallelujah. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. Your suffering is over. Hallelujah. If you have an encounter with God, your suffering will be over. Your shame will cease. The miracles will begin to flow. Don't just be here. Don't just come here and just acquire a degree and just think that your degree is enough. What are you doing with the degree? There are people who do not have a degree, but they are making impact. They are achieving results. So what have you come here to do? Don't think that you have come. Oh, yes, your parent made you. All the things made the way for you to be here. You are here for impact. Hallelujah. You are here for result, and I want you to show up. Be consistent in show up. Think about the next generation. Think about what you are doing for yourself and the generation ahead of you. There are situations in your family life that are not pleasant. There are things that are looking not right. But you are sitting there and you are just watching things. That is not going to shift anything in your life. Beloved, you need to take authority. You need to begin to say that, Lord, oh, if I may touch the hem of his garment. You begin to shift the narrative in your family, and you begin to take authority, and you begin to pray like no one. Look, there was a few women in the Bible, hallelujah. The Bible calls them the daughters of Zelophehad, hallelujah. These were great women, hallelujah. I'm not talking about feminism, but there were people who saw something that was not right, and they wanted result. They wanted to show up, and they wanted to change the landscape and the rules and regulations around that time. And the Bible says to us that the daughters of Zelophehad, hallelujah, Fehad, one day a petition was presented by the daughters of Zelophehad. Oh, Maha, Noah, Hagla, Milcah, and Tiza, hallelujah. Their father was a descendant of Helpa, son of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh, son of Joseph. These women stood before Moses, hallelujah. They showed up. Hallelujah. They showed up. They stood before Moses. And they said, you know what? Our father has died. Let me just stick to the script. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They stood before Moses, Eleazar the priest, the tribal leaders, and the entire community at the entrance of the tabernacle. Our father died in the wilderness, they said. He was not among Korah's followers who rebelled against the Lord. He died because of his own sin. But he had no sons. Why should the name of our father disappear for this clan, from his clan? Just because he had no sons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Challenge the status quo. Hallelujah. Don't just accept things as the norm. Hallelujah. These were women in those times. Women did not have the empowerment to challenge things. But these were great women in of the Bible days who decided that this is not right. The fact that our father did not have a son doesn't mean that we should allow it. So they chose to show up. Hallelujah. And they decided that whatever will happen, will happen. He said that, they said, why do the name of our father disappear from his clan? Just because he had no sons. Give us property along the rest of our relatives. So Moses brought their case before the Lord. I like Moses. He brought it before the Lord because the law had already stipulated that if you were a woman, you don't inherit anything. Why shouldn't you? Hallelujah. So you have to be curious. Don't just accept whatever comes your way. Oh, it's the norm. Yeah. It's the norm. The policy says. So what? Policies can change. Hallelujah. Policies can change. Rules can change. Laws can change. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. So the Bible says, so Moses brought the case before the Lord. The claim of the daughters of Zelophehad is legitimate, the Lord said. You must give them a grant of land along with their father's relative. Assign them the property, or that would have been given to their father, and give the following instructions to the people of Israel. If a man dies, hallelujah, if a man dies and has no sons, then give his inheritance to the daughters. And if he has no daughter either, transfer its inheritance to the brothers. And if he has no brothers, give the inheritance to his father's brothers. But if his father had no brothers, give this inheritance to the nearest relative of his clan. This is a legal requirement for the people of Israel, just as the Lord commanded Moses. Hallelujah. They changed the system. Hallelujah. These were great women. Women who knew what they deserved. Women who could challenge the status quo. Women who were not afraid. And I don't know what the enemy has bombarded you. He's giving you so much fear. You wake up and you are thinking, oh, I'm not going to be good enough. You wake up and you are thinking, oh, yes, I'm a black woman, so I can't go into these places. Who told you that? I'm a woman. I'm a man. Oh, I come from this low level. I don't have this qualification. Who told you? This woman challenged the rules. They went to Moses, and Moses had the backing of God. And as a result of their showing up, the Bible says that the laws changed for good. The Lord changed for good. They did not just get that result for themselves, but it meant that they made impact to the next generation. So other females who came into the same situation now could feel liberation. Hallelujah. That is what God is wanting you to do. Don't just go to work and just stick up for yourself. If you see somebody who is underprivileged, if you see somebody who is facing through inequalities, if you see somebody who is going through some unfair processes, why don't you advocate for them? Why don't you stand for them? Why don't you speak up for them? Why don't you turn up and say that this is not right and we have to go through if you have to go through HR, do that in the mighty name of Jesus, because God has called you for such a time as this. So you can advocate for other people who are underprivileged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't just settle. Don't just accept whatever comes your way and think that, oh, that is enough. Oh, yeah. In Bristol, there's nobody who does that. So why do I have to do that? Yes, in Bristol, there's nobody, but you can be the first person. You can be the first person. In history, these women were the first. They managed to change that rule. They changed it for generations unborn. So don't just think of yourself in your own small place. Think of impact. Think of the ripple effect of the action that you take, what it will have on somebody. Who are you impacting in this generation? Who are you impacting in your workplace? Who is looking up to you? Hallelujah. Who is looking up to you? Who is looking up to you? These women were there to speak up for the generations who could not speak up. Maybe God is just bringing you up. Maybe God is just training you to be an advocate. Be a daughter of Zelophehad in the mighty name of Jesus. Be a daughter of Zelophehad. Don't just sit there and be comfortable. Oh, you've got a house, so what? You've got a car, so what? Who are you impacting with that car in that house? If somebody is in need of a place, would you be willing to share that place with them? God did not bring you here just to get a car and a house. Hallelujah. He wants your name to be released into the atmosphere. He wants your name to be released into the atmosphere. So when they mention your name, when they say Vanessa Otu, people will know what Vanessa Otu represents. So don't settle for that small thing. Hallelujah. When they say Gifty Makay, people will remember what Gifty Makay did. There are people who have fought for us. They have laid their lives on the ground for us. And we are enjoying freedom. Hallelujah. And now we can speak up. And we can say whatever. We can even worship. Some people have fought that for us. And I want you to know that God is calling us to not just show up, but we show up desiring results in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible tells me in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. So the Bible says that, oh, Ezekiel, the Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to the valley filled with bones. The Bible says that he led me all around among the bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. Then he asked me, son of man, can this become living people again? Oh, sovereign Lord, I replied, you know the answer to that. Then he said, speak a prophetic message. These bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. Hallelujah. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Hallelujah. Somebody is about to come to life. Hallelujah. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I spoke this message. Hallelujah. I thank God for the spirit of obedience. So Ezekiel said, then I spoke this message. Just as I was told, suddenly as I spoke, there were rattling and some noise all across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then as I watched, muscles and flesh form, oh, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, over the bones, then the skin formed to cover their bodies, but they still did not have breath in them. Hallelujah. Beloved, sometimes you will move, you will do things, and there will still be a lack, there will still be a deficiency, there will be something that is not right, but don't stop there. The Bible says that Ezekiel prophesied, and the bones came to the bones, the muscles formed, but there was no breath. I don't know what you have been praying for, that that God has answered, but it's not yet complete. It's not a picture that you want to see. And God is telling you that. Begin to prophesy again. Begin to prophesy again. Oh, then the Bible says, then he said to me, speak prophetic message to the wind, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath from the four winds. Breathe into these dead bodies so that they might live again. So I spoke the message as he commanded me, and the breath came into their bodies. Then they all came to life and stood up on their feet, a great army. Hallelujah. Then he said to them, son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel. They are saying, we have become old, dry bones, all hope is gone, our nation is finished. Therefore prophesy to them and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says, oh my people, I will open up your graves of exile and cause you to rise again. Beloved, God is causing you to rise again. You might be looking at a hopeless situation. You might be thinking that there is no hope for tomorrow. You might be thinking that there is no hope for your future. I come to declare unto you that if you begin to prophesy over your situation, today I want to make you angry, spiritually angry, that you will begin to pray like you are mad. You begin to pray, oh, that you do not even have tomorrow. Begin to pray that you do not have tomorrow. If you want to rise up on our feet, and let's begin to prophesy over situations in our life. Oh, the Bible says prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. There was a day I walked in my bedroom. I declared and I said to God, I lay a spiritual embargo on a situation, and I walked through my bedroom and I said, God, I want to see change. I want to see change. And I laid a spiritual embargo until I saw change in the mighty name of Jesus. Sometimes you just have to declare. You have to declare that enough of this situation. Oh, lay a spiritual embargo. Begin to prophesy that that disease will go, that that illness will go, that that dry bone will become alive in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, oh, and that we call the things which are not as though they are. Oh, in Romans 4:17, oh, that Abraham called the things which are not as though they are, because he believed that God in whom has made a promise. Do you believe that God in whom has made a promise that this year you will show up, you will be of your victory, you will show up, you will have results, you will show up, you will pass the exams, you will excel, you will do many things, you will do great and mighty things, because God has not called you into a place of fear. We cast away depression, we cast away any spirit that is not of God. We declare, we decree that we and our children, they are for signs and wonders. None of my children will go wayward in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare, we decree that you will do exploits, that you will do exploits, that you will have results, that you will have outcome in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know what you are going through. I don't know your pain. I don't know your situation. The marriage might look horrible, but begin to prophesy over the marriage. Begin to prophesy over that child, or that child that is wayward. Oh, the Lord is waiting on you. You need to call the things which are not as though they are. Is it your career? Or are you struggling? What is it? Oh, that you are trusting God for. The Bible says, so Lord, oh, son of man, prophesy over these dry bones. What is the dry bone in your life? What are the dry bones in your life? What are the dry bones in your life? What are the dry bones in your life? God is going to set you apart. God is going to make you a great person. God is relieving and delivering you. Deliverance will come. Yakoto sheka tarababa. Yakoto yabababa. Yakoto yabababa. I want you to be angry with that situation. The woman with the issue of blood, she was so angry. She said, I will go, and if I may touch the hem of his garment, that is what, oh Lord, I need. Oh, the hem of his garment. Somebody, all you need is to touch the hem of his garment. Somebody, all you need to do is to touch the hem of his garment. God is setting us free tonight. God is setting us free today. God is setting us free today. Generational curses, we break. We break generational curses. 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 Yakoto sheya baba baba baba. Generational curses we break. We break generational curses. We break generational curses. We break generational curses. We break generational curses. We break, we break, we break.
that power. You are going in that anointing. You are going in that breakthrough. Hallelujah. Even if you decide not to make an impact, you are too late. Hallelujah. As because you showed up. Because you showed up. It is God, oh my Akata, who is going to create that impact. Your life is going to be like a ripple effect in the mighty name of Jesus. From this day, from wherever you go, there shall be an impact. In the name, you not just show up, but there shall be a result. In the name of Jesus, declares the Almighty. Oh, somebody put your hands together.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at breadoflifeministries.org.uk.